Chapter 21. Scusi, Robert Langdon chased after the group of students. Scusate! They all turned, and Langdon made a show of glancing around like a lost tourist.
Dove l'Istituto Statale d'Arte?
Langdon asked in broken Italian. A tattooed kid puffed coolly on a cigarette and snidely replied,
Non parliamo italiano.
His accent was French. One of the girls admonished her tattooed friend and politely pointed down the long wall toward the Porta Romana.
Più avanti, sempre dritto.
Straight ahead, Langdon translated. Grazie. On cue, Sienna emerged unseen from behind the porta potty and walked over. The willowy 32-year-old approached the group and Langdon placed a welcoming hand on her shoulder. This is my sister, Sienna. She's an art teacher. The tattooed kid muttered, T-I-L-F, and his male friends laughed. Langdon ignored them. We're in Florence researching possible spots for a teaching year abroad. Can we walk in with you?
Ma certo,
the Italian girl said with a smile. As the group migrated toward the police at the Porta Romana, Sienna fell into conversation with the students while Langdon merged to the middle of the group, slouching low, trying to stay out of sight. Seek and ye shall find, Langdon thought, his pulse racing with excitement as he pictured the 10 ditches of the Malabolge. Quattrovasser. These 10 letters, Langdon had realized, stood at the core of one of the art world's most enigmatic mysteries, a centuries-old puzzle that had never been solved. In 1563, these 10 letters had been used to spell a message high on a wall inside Florence's famed Palazzo Vecchio, painted some 40 feet off the ground, barely visible without binoculars. It had remained hidden there in plain sight for centuries, until the 1970s, when it was spotted by a now famous art diagnostician who had spent decades trying to uncover its meaning. Despite numerous theories, the significance of the message remains an enigma to this day. For Langdon, the code felt like familiar ground, a safe harbor from this strange and churning sea. After all, art history and ancient secrets were far more Langdon's realm than were biohazard tubes and gunfire. Up ahead, additional police cars had begun streaming in to Porta Romana.
Jesus, the tattooed kid said. Whoever they are looking for must have done something terrible.
The group arrived at the Art Institute's main gate on the right, where a crowd of students had gathered to watch the action at the Porta Romana. The school's minimum wage security guard was half-heartedly glancing at student IDs as kids streamed in, but he was clearly more interested in what was happening with the police. A loud screech of brakes echoed across the plaza as an all-too-familiar black van skidded into the Porta Romana. Langdon didn't need a second look. Without a word, he and Sienna seized the moment, slipping through the gate with their new friends. The entry road to the Istituto Statale d'Arte was startlingly beautiful, almost regal in appearance. Massive oak trees arched gently in from either side, creating a canopy that framed the distant building, a huge, faded yellow structure with a triple portico and an expansive oval lawn. This building, Langdon knew, had been commissioned, like so many in this city, by the same illustrious dynasty that had dominated Florentine politics during the 15th, 16th, and 17th centuries. The Medici. The name alone had become a symbol of Florence. During its three-century reign, the royal house of Medici amassed unfathomable wealth and influence, producing 4 popes, 2 queens of France, and the largest financial institution in all of Europe.